Chris Fox with KRLD Radio amid the devastation from the flooding over the holiday weekend. Chris, what is the latest?
Well, we're looking at 82 dead, 54 adults, 28 children, 41 believed missing, including 10 girls from Camp Mystic and one counselor. It's absolutely devastating. Talking to the people here in Kerrville, where I am, is it's just devastating, the look on their eyes. They've already adapted the term Kerrville Strong, and more than a few people have said they never thought that they'd live somewhere that would have the name Strong, you know, the nickname like that. As I drove in, I got here late last night, and I arrived about 7:30 or 8, just in time as the rain forced the first responders to seek higher ground in Kerrville. And as the wall of water came back down from Johnson Creek, rather, just upstream, raising the water level about 2 feet. And so I got to see pictures of how the water had receded and then gone right back. And it's just devastating to see mountains of debris. The power of the water also is just overwhelming. It's something that, you know, I've been covering this from Austin, where we've been getting flooding as well. But to see it in person, and you feel water and the power of it. You see these beautiful cypress trees right in the middle, and they weren't in the middle until Friday. And the bark is ripped off, and cars wrapped around the base of them, and RVs wrapped around the base of them. And as I arrived over the bluffs and over the bridge in downtown Kerrville, people were just standing. And it was the governor declared a day of prayer in Texas, and it was interesting to see the people just kind of stand there, and it was almost in prayer. Nobody talking, nobody saying anything to each other, just soaking in and feeling the power of what they were looking at.
Chris, what were people telling you about how quickly those waters rose and how fast this went from, you know, just a normal day to an absolute disaster?
It's one of the things that they said, in a sense, this happens constantly. This is a flood alley, flash flood alley. It's known as that in the state. And they almost said that this happens all the time, but never to this extent. It happens very quickly, usually when it happens. And that's what brings up now the question has been here, after outside of recovery efforts, because everything here is recovery efforts, any way, shape, or form recovery efforts. But also, there is discussion of blame. Not who's to blame for the rains, but who's to blame for not knowing that these were coming. Who's to blame for not evacuating the camps? There's 17 camps in this area, not to mention camping grounds and RV parks. And it's just for those who have never been to Hill Country, it's the most beautiful area of Texas, and it is a massive draw, especially for vacations like 4th of July.
Yeah, a lot of scrutiny on that notification point.
Say it again?
A lot of scrutiny about that notification point and the fact that this hit
blame
in the middle of the night, right?
Yeah, but should the camps have been evacuated the day before, when Texas Department of Emergency Management did say, and the National Weather Service did say, this could be an issue? And it was interesting on the Saturday press conference with Kerr County Judge Rob Kelly, when he was point blank asked about that, saying they didn't expect this. They expected maybe 5 to 6 inches of rain tops. They didn't expect 10 to 12 or to 15 in certain areas. And so it'll be interesting to see as time goes on how that plays out, because like I said, right now, priority number one is recovery.
Well, Chris, thank you. Chris Fox joining us from the site of that disaster in Texas. He's with KRLD Radio.